Loveline, coast to coast.
And welcome to Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla, God bless him, is away tonight.
So I will be playing Adam tonight.
Howie Mandel is playing Adam Carolla. This is an extra special night for me.
Oh, sit down.
No, really.
Sit
I mean, down. Not only do I get Howie Mandel, I don't get Carolla. It's a special night. It's wonderful.
And it's great because, you know, I've been in here as a guest before.
Yes.
But I've never actually seen the inner workings of this show.
Right.
There's a lot more involved than people realize.
Go ahead.
Not just phone calls. I got here early. And they've been taking calls, actually, for the last
half hour. Yeah.
Half hour. I got here a half hour early because I wanted to prepare. I wanted to go over the notes. And
the executives met with you beforehand.
Yes, and I wanted to put on makeup.
Yeah, of course.
And the costumes that you guys wear. People don't know you're wearing costumes.
No.
And actually, it's amazing how much screening goes on.
Yeah, it is.
Is that Damien?
Damien
does the screening?
He's working his butt off.
Somebody called in and wanted to talk about, there was a woman that wanted to talk about how to... I heard her, because he screens the calls. We know what's coming up. How to give the best blowjob.
Yes.
And that was it was a call that we might have taken.
That's right. And you have Tourette's, of course. And when the caller was told, no, we can't talk about blowjobs in the first hour.
First hour, you cannot talk about blowjobs.
So, how he figures.
So we will not... I know that's important to keep an audience. Apparently, we can't talk about blowjobs or how to give the best blowjobs.
Yeah, so.
And I think when you want to know how to give the best possible blowjob, there's no better people to ask than Drew and Howie. Right? So they called all the way. This was a call coming in someplace from Chicago. But in the next hour, if you're waiting to find out how to give the best possible blowjob, you're not going to find out in this hour.
Somehow, I was trying to think about some way to make this a responsible response.
Right.
And I immediately went to latex. And I thought to myself, God, what if you had a latex allergy, Howie? Would that have affected your career?
Absolutely. From putting the glove on my head. But you think that would be involved in giving the best possible blowjob?
Well,
that's
no.
That's the most responsible.
Responsible.
Yes, that can't be the best.
Those are the ones that no one ever give. So Adam Carolla back on Sunday night. I'm Dr. Drew. I'm here with Howie Mandel. Howie, who plays a doctor on TV. You can still see him on saying
It's on Bravo right now.
Yeah, you know, I was in medical school during that show, and that was our sort of flagship. So every week we'd watch that show
as
a Bruder tape.
Every week I would do that show.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what's weird? You were in school. I felt like I was in school. And when you do a show long enough about medicine or you play a doctor, you actually feel like you're learning something.
Very scary.
By the end of that show, I felt like I can actually do... I feel there's still stuff in my head that I can't get out of my head.
It's sort of an impulse you have to control not
I know
to
what
rip
to do
out
for,
someone's app or something.
A gunshot wound to the chest. I remember what was needed for that. I think that was D5, lactated ringers, colloids, O-negative blood, an intubation tray with a 22-centimeter endotracheal tube, an open thoracotomy tray, and two number 16 central intravenous catheters and a mass suit stat.
That would do it.
Mass suits
we don't use so much anymore, but yeah.
I would have done if you got shot in 84.
And I'll spend a year or so just teaching you how to pull that stuff in. You'd be all set.
Right. I didn't need. I knew what to call for. Hello?
You were the ER doc, as I remember, right?
Yes, I am.
I got to tell you something. In those days, that was the ER doc. You were the perfect ER doc.
Really?
Of that time.
That scared me because people used to come up to me and said, you're exactly like my doctor, or you play me, which was the scariest thing. I was just praying that nothing would ever happen, nothing would ever slice me, nothing would ever snap, because the last person I wanted to see was me.
Things have evolved since then. This is Maxwell, who's 20. Maxwell, what's up?
You doing?
Hey.
My question was actually, a couple weeks ago, my girlfriend and I were having sex, and as she was starting to orgasm, she peed on me. And
nice. Good times.
Yeah, right. And she didn't know she did it. And I found out. And I said it to her, and she didn't believe me. And finally, she...
How do you find out?
Well, I was sitting on a couch, and she was on top. And you know, during her orgasm, I felt it just get really wet between my legs.
Maybe you were just that good.
How do you know it was pee and not female ejaculate?
Actually, it was urine. I mean, it had the smell of urine.
Okay. All right.
And so, you know, and she wasn't really embarrassed by it, but it was kind of, we didn't talk about it for a while, but now, like, in the past couple of days, she's kind of turned on by it, and she keeps asking me, well, let me do that again, and you know, can you do that to me? And I tell her, no, but it kind of hurts your feelings, and then she gets embarrassed, and she just constantly, you know.
Well, what she's telling
you is the golden shower.
No, I think she's saying it was an intense orgasm. She wants to experience that again. Not that she wants to just stand and pee on you.
Right. I think, well, that might have something to do with it, but she just, I mean, like, when we take a shower together, she just kind of, she said, well, why don't you try doing that to me? And it's just,
she wants you to pee on her.
Basically, yeah.
And
it freaks me out. Mm. You know, and I couldn't do it even if I wanted to, you know. So, you know, I was just, my question is, I mean, is that normal for a girl to have that happen? And you know, what do I do about telling
I think about 80% of women want to be peed on.
80%?
I think.
That's a solid number.
I came in early and I read the notes.
That was that's something they taught you on St. Elsewhere? But, yeah, well, there's something called female orgasmic incontinence, where women will pee when they're orgasming, and that's normal. And they can have a female ejaculate.
That's normal?
It's not pathological. I mean, it's normal people do that. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her.
Right.
You know? And they, most women that have that don't do that all the time. It's troublesome. It's bad. It's a pain in the neck. But
Yeah, she said she'd never done it. It was unheard of to her. She'd never done it before.
And then there's also female ejaculation, where there's a whole bunch of fluid that comes out. You sometimes can't tell it from
right.
And that's about 10%.
Well, I think the good news is she didn't crap on you.
Yeah.
I think, isn't that the...
That's the moral of the story, I think. Yeah, yeah. That's right. This could be a long night. I mean, anyway.
The glass is either half empty or half full, I think.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the bright side of it.
Yeah, you are indeed. She did not crap
on you. You don't want to pee on her.
That's what he said. Yeah. Maxwell?
Yes.
You do not want to pee on her.
No, not at all. And I'm kind of freaked out about it. But
he has a sort of shy pee-pee. He can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even go if there's, you know, another guy in the bathroom, period. But, I mean, you know, it's just like, and it hurts her feelings when I tell her no, because she feels stupid, and I don't.
I would say okay, and then pee in her eye, and she won't ask you again.
I would say that this is something you can't do, you're not into, and I think she'll let it go. It's not something she's done before. It's not something she's overly into. She just wanted to explore it. She likes you. Let it go. Earl.
Like you know her. You don't know her.
Earl, 20. Well, we'll go back. I'll watch. No. Watch. Maxwell?
Yes.
Do you think she could let it go?
I think she would.
What she's doing.
Not letting loose. Let go. Is she into you? Is she into this relationship?
Yeah, I mean, we've been dating for, you know, over a year. So.
Do you think that if you were to say, I'm just not into this, that would not be a deal breaker for her?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like she's embarrassed when I tell her, no, I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, she's embarrassed because you sort of shut her down. She's brought it up, and you went, oh, I'm not into that, therefore there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, see, but I was real, you know, I didn't want to make her feel stupid, so I kind of just said it in a real sort of way, you know.
I understand, but she's ashamed. She's embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, so I just, you know, she gets...
Well, just tell her we are not comfortable with it.
Right.
Howie and Drew are not comfortable.
Howie and Drew.
It's not me. You'd say, if it was me, if it was up to me...
I'd pee all over you.
I'd pee all over you. You could pee on me. Howie and Drew aren't comfortable with that. And it's not even the pee. It's the smell of ammonia.
But it's like anything else when two people are together and they care very much about it. And one person's kind of into something. Not a deal breaker in terms of how important it is to them. You compromise. You let it go if it's that big deal to the other person.
Well, the compromise would be just pee
in the shower,
over there.
In the shower.
And I'll step in the puddle.
If that rocks her boat. Earl, 20.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude, what's up?
Something's wrong because my sperm, it smells sweet, and my ex-girlfriend told me it tastes sweet.
There is something wrong there.
Okay, but
yeah,
you're...
Because the thing is, before, you know, like how when I masturbate, when you put it on your underwear, and then when you smell it, it smells like Clorox.
Wait. Step back.
Sure, I know. How you know about that, don't you?
You jerk off. And then you smell it?
And then, you know, you wipe it to some stuff. And then when you smell it...
Wait, why do you do that?
Nah, because I jack off. And then you just smell it. Not because I'm trying to smell it, but then you just smell it.
Dude, you beat off?
So
this is a show where you can't talk about blowjobs in the first hour.
No, not the first hour. No, but no. I don't understand. I think you got a problem. I don't think the problem is how it smells. It's the fact that you are smelling it.
No. I'm not trying to smell.
When you look at a little jizz stain on your pants, I wouldn't say, I wonder what that smells like. And then the problem would be the sweetness of it.
The only thing I know that makes it sweet would be diabetes.
Really?
So well, that makes your urine sweet, too. But are you thirsty all the time?
Yes, really. Like, I wake up late at night.
Yeah, are you peeing all the time?
Yes.
Why don't we get him to go out with the girl from the earlier call?
Who needs to be peed on? But Earl, you got to go see a doctor because you may have diabetes. It's possible.
And one more question.
Yeah.
Are you and Adam going to be on BSB?
Which one is that? Is that San Jose?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, because they're going to have some horrible bands, and I want to have a reason to go there.
All right, well, keep listening.
That's what you want. You want a guy to show up who smells his own sperm.
That's one of our callers. Come on.
That's beautiful.
Patrick, 14.
Yes, I was just wondering, like, if there's anything wrong with me, because I'm always attracted to every girl I see. You know, I was just wondering, what's wrong with me?
You'd be male, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I am, but...
Do you mean you fall in love with every girl?
How old are you, Patrick? 14. And every girl?
Just about.
You mean you fall in love with every girl you see?
Well, I just like them. You know, I just start.
Not ones who are related to you?
No, no.
So then that's not every girl. Then that's normal.
Well, that's right.
Like, not your grand. You don't want to sleep with your grandmother.
See, what differentiates an abnormal man from a normal man is the fact that he's attracted to all women except those he's related to, immediate genetic relations.
I'm not right?
Yeah, that's right.
You said everyone. I had a picture of just.
That's why when you said everyone, we were a little disturbed for a second.
Right.
But now you clarified. It said, oh, you're mad.
Have you ever had a dream about sleeping with your grandmother?
No. My girl is a brat from, you know, where. You know, she's unacceptable.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's her behavior you have a problem with? Otherwise, you would sleep with her?
No.
All right, Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick,
you're normal.
I think, is it that you fall in love with every girl you see?
I just start liking them, you know. Just
if they even talk to you or they give you any kind of acknowledgement, you suddenly are infatuated with them. Is that right?
Basically.
I mean, you're going to have to clarify what you're describing. If you're just sort of sexually attracted to lots of women, that would be being a 14-year-old male. If it's that you sort of feel like you have this sort of fantasy attached and you want to sort of fuse with them and be with them and you sort of fall in love with each one, that's not so normal, and that's gonna trouble you for a long time to come if that's what you're doing.
That's about what I'm doing. You know, I'm not attracted to them by their looks or nothing. You know?
Yeah, I would just say the most important thing I guess I could tell you is to be very, very careful when you finally do get involved with someone that you don't just fall into it just because the person reciprocates your feelings. Make sure it's somebody you really want to be with, okay?
All right.
And just kind of try to contain those feelings. It suggests that maybe
you don't think this is normal.
Not what the falling in. It is to a certain extent.
Are you falling in love, or do you want to put this lightly? I'm a dad. You know, you're 14.
Go.
Do you want to go for it?
I just feel like that may be the person that God wants me to be with. You know, and it's mainly lust, I guess.
Well, lust is we're all about lust, and I think God would endorse that too. But. The falling in love with piece, the fantasy piece, is the one that's a little bit abnormal. You're
fine.
You're
going to be Pat. He sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, like I said, Pat. That sort of makes my case for me, doesn't it?
It does.
This is Jessica, 19.
Yeah. I've been having sex for about 3 years now, and I have never had an orgasm by myself or with anyone else.
Well, that's a long stint at sex. Roll over and go to sleep. After 3 years.
3 years, it's pretty good.
It's tough.
Well, not nonstop. But
not nonstop.
No.
Nice attempt.
Oh, see.
But that's also normal at 19 for a female. Believe it
to
or not.
To not have orgasm.
That's very normal.
You know what's
very
scaring normal. Me? The fact is, I've been here for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15
already,
minutes. It's normal to have, you women are normal. It's normal if you us and you don't have an orgasm.
Yeah.
I have a whole new image in my mind that I just don't want.
That it's actually unusual it'll be very unusual for a woman Jessica's age to have orgasm during intercourse.
But during masturbation, you are pleasured.
During masturbation for a woman is a totally different experience than for a man.
You don't have something to hang on to.
They experience it very differently. Many women will say, masturbation doesn't do anything for me. I understand it. Doesn't just like they can't, it just doesn't.
Is that what you're saying?
No, she tries. Now, Jessica, what happens when you try to masturbate?
I normally get bored with it. It feels good for a little while, but...
And then they're like, whatever.
Yeah. And then you get bored.
Yeah. They get bored or doesn't do anything for them. This is normal 19-year-old female experience of their sexuality. There's probably a lot of hormonal change that goes on up till about certainly 25 to 30 that helps them out later.
Have you ever ridden the banister of an escalator at a department store?
No.
No. Just sit on that for a while.
Some women her age would orgasm with that, but others would be just like, why? I don't get it.
Well, that way they can also...
No, I get it.
They can also shop.
See, this is what I'm talking about, how you're right, you're with me now, is that when the brain connects with the experience, then things start to happen. In other words, if they're shopping, if they're having an intimate experience with someone, then the sexual stuff starts to flow.
So if you take your finger out for dinner...
Yeah, right.
Then you can do better.
Right.
I understand. So it's normal. Do you feel better now that you're not orgasming? When is it normal for a woman to start?
Right around Jessica's age, right? What helps out, Jessica, is to really find someone you very much want to be with.
Well, I've done that before, and that's the closest I've ever
been. Yeah, but you're too young.
And that's
your next birthday.
And that's the closest you came?
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But what hell were you when that was the case?
Between 16 and 17.
Yeah, and you're pretty young then, too. And that relationship break up sort of harshly?
Yeah, Yeah, kind of.
All right, so that's kind of what I feel from you. See, a part of my job is to be like one of those guys that reads minds.
Did he have sweet-smelling sperm?
No, not diabetic.
No.
But that...
Yeah, I'm diabetic, so...
You are diabetic.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the last call I did with you on the television show was when somebody called up and said, so, did your father abuse you? Is your mother an alcoholic? And your brother, you know, the heroin addict? And you went, well, actually, yes.
Yes, you picked it up. It's kind of a psychic love line. But do you think the fact that she's diabetic, could that affect her in any way?
How's your sugar control?
It's pretty good. I run a little high sometimes, but generally I'm pretty good.
Okay, because you know
that's the problem.
This is normal.
No. But if her sugar's high, then that could hold her back from having an orgasm.
Over time, it could damage her.
Over time, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying instantaneously. Yeah. I'm saying over time. You know, sometimes I talk in shorthand, and you don't get what the gist of what
I'm getting there, though. I'm getting there.
Yes.
So, Jessica, I would say to get back again with a guy that you really care about. You're resisting that because the other one was such a difficult loss, right?
No.
No?
No. It was borderline abusive, so I got out of it. But
do you not trust yourself to be in that kind of relationship again?
You know, I'm not really sure.
Did he hit you?
Well, I'm sorry?
Did he hit you?
No. No, it was more emotional.
Something is holding you back. I mean, there's a reason you're not willing to get out there again and try to find what you're really looking for.
Well, I have gotten back out there. I mean, I'm slightly promiscuous, I must say.
You're a slut?
No.
No, but you're slightly promiscuous.
No, I'm liberated.
Liberated?
Yeah, that's how I prefer to look at it.
Have you tried using a vibrator?
I have.
And this doesn't work for you?
No.
Boring.
You're missing my point, Jessica. Was your dad an alcoholic or abusive or something?
No.
What something is missing in this story for me?
Like what?
I don't know, but for some reason, you had somebody you were very much infatuated with, you loved them, it turned out to be an abusive guy, now you're going to have nothing to do with guys, really, in that way, at that level that you're really looking for.
That's not really how it is, though.
How is it?
I can't find someone to meet my standards.
What is your standard? What do you need?
I need a very nice guy who's good to me and good to the people that I'm close to.
And, so you want to bring other people into this?
No.
But Jessica, there are plenty of nice guys out there, so that's BS.
Is there anybody that wants to meet a diabetic slut on line 4?
Hey, no.
Yeah. I mean liberated. Liberated, sugar intolerant.
Sugar challenged.
Sugar challenged.
Pleased. Jessica, there's something really missing here, and we can't spend much more time with this. But you're BSing on many levels.
Okay.
And it's time to get a little more honest with yourself. And I'm liberated. I just want to find a nice guy. Well, guess what? You go out there and find a nice guy then, because I think you're sabotaging every attempt you could possibly.
I think she's trying to find 3 or 4 nice guys.
Well, in the meantime, what people do is they go out and they have these very arousing experiences, a way of sort of trying to gratify themselves in the moment, but they divert themselves away from what they really are looking for.
Exactly.
Juan.
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
I called in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah?
About a weight problem. And
a weight problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your weight problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I just wanted to tell Dr. Drew that I lost about 10 pounds since then.
Good. 10 pounds since?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
How did you lose 10 pounds in two? That doesn't sound healthy.
Well, it might be fluid if he's like 300 pounds.
How much do you weigh?
Right now, about 281, maybe.
You're fat.
You guessed weight.
Yes.
On the radio.
Yes.
Wow. And how'd you lose that weight?
I
good.
Took Adam's advice and drink water before I ate.
That was Adam said that. But that's good, Juan. Keep it up, all right?
And also, I have another one, question.
Real quick.
Is Disturbed going to be on there soon?
Who?
The band Disturbed.
I have no idea.
Is Disturbed going to be on soon?
They've been on before.
Yeah. Well, they should be back shortly. That's a good question.
Mark, 29.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. It was actually my choice.
About 6 months ago, I was getting checked for genital warts.
Right.
And the doctor poured the liquid all over me.
Right.
Right.
It started burning. It ended up...
It would be liquid nitrogen, right?
It's acetic acid. Oh.
It was acid to treat warts, not vinegar to check for warts.
Oh, my God. So it was like podophyllin or something.
Yeah, podophyllin, I think they called it.
Wow, wow.
Now, all the doctors that I've seen, they're all downplaying it. It seems like they all know each other.
Well, it takes... Normally, when you put podophyllin on, you leave it on for hours. And if you were to have left that on for 5 hours without washing it off, that would burn you. But if we're just on for a few minutes, it shouldn't hurt you.
It's going on 6 months, and I still hurt.
What? How long was it on?
Probably, just guessing, maybe 5 minutes till we figured out what she put on me.
Well, that's uncomfortable. I imagine that'd be uncomfortable, but it shouldn't burn you. Listen, I just think for yourself, Mark. Normally, that stuff left on for 3 to 5 hours.
Well, yeah, but don't they usually just put it on a dab? She poured it all over.
I understand, but it's still something that will not burn at even hours and hours. So, you know, well, it's not dependent on what the volume is that you put on.
Did it mark you?
How big an area.
What's that?
Did it mark you?
Yes, I have scars, and I'm still seeing doctors over it.
Wow.
I'm seeing...
Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was some other kind of acid.
They called it, I think, podophyllin. But I have scars in the... I saw a dermatologist.
Oh, my God.
Who said it sounds like hyperextasia, like the nerves never came back.
Right, right.
Because underwear hurts me.
Oh, my God. Did you blister?
I turned I'm white, but down there I turned completely black.
Oh, my Whoa. God. That's
But that could be good on a...
Well, I'm not if the rest came along with that, but it's not.
You know how many white guys would love to have a black member?
Well,
so look at the. But go ahead.
He sloughed the black part, though.
It turned completely black and then peeled.
Oh my God!
It peeled.
Completely.
Maybe shed. It's like a snake.
Yeah,
Mark, that is awful. Yeah, I. It's hard for me to believe that's put off them, but whatever it was, it really, really burned you.
And, well, I went to emergency, and I think they put sodium chloride over me that took out some of the sting.
Wow.
But I still hurt about 6 months
later.
Oh,
my God, how awful when that was going down.
So I'm wondering, I mean, another 6 months, or is this the rest of my life? The doctor sounds like it's permanent.
Do you have sex? Does the penis work?
It hurts.
To have an erection hurts? A stimulator
yeah.
hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Masturbation. Oral sex.
Well, what is the feeling? What's the pain? Is it burning?
I have sharp pains. Just the touch, any touch on the tip of the penis, underneath, the right side, it feels like it never came back.
So, do you have a lawyer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you seeking damages?
Yeah, I feel like I have no choice. I'm going on 6 months and I still hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I would have. You didn't have a choice a minute later.
Yeah.
But
when it turns black and peels, that's a sign. I'm not a doctor.
Well, you
but
played
that can't
one.
Be a, yes, that can't be a good sign.
No.
Well, like you said, I mean, you kind of downplayed it like, oh, it's just podophyllin.
Well, that's what makes me. But the reaction is, I mean, you can't dispute the reaction. And
yeah.
It makes me wonder whether or not it was something entirely different than guts. But who cares what got on it? The reaction is what counts. And. You certainly, if you had second-degree burns, you're entitled to nerve damage.
Yeah, you think it's permanent.
I didn't say that. Mark, I believe that's unpredictable. I really do. If I were betting, I'd bet it would get slowly well over the next year and will never be normal, but will be tolerable.
I would say 13 months to 18 months, and then it would reoccur.
Oh.
You were betting. I'm just a betting guy.
Bet. Yeah. But I think, you know, in the meantime, there are lidocaine creams and things like that. There's stuff you can put on.
That's what they gave me, lidocaine gel.
Yeah, the stuff.
And that can't be terrible to have to cream it up every night.
And you might want to consult around, see if there are any other pain specialists. But don't let people do too much to you. That would be my advice to you. You still got to wait this out.
I would call a lot of lawyers.
Oh, I've got white coat fever now.
you mean?
What does that mean?
I'm scared of doctors.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right.
That's appropriate. Listen,
I've seen about 20 over this, and wow. I don't know what they could do for me.
I'm so sorry. But, you know, never underestimate what the medical system can...
So what do you think it's worth, 1.5?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, I think it's based on length.
All right, Mark, good luck, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's Loveline. Adam Carolla is not here. Howie Mandel is here in his space.
I'm in his space.
In his space also, and I'm delighted. So we'll be back with more Loveline after this.
Hello? Is this Love Line?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
I was messing around with my girlfriend the other day.
Right.
In my bed, and I pulled down her pants, I look at her butt, and there's like this weird like hair on it.
Right.
And so I bring it up to her one day, and she gets all emotional on me on the phone. She starts, she's like, you're going to break up with me? And I was like, nah.
No, I'm not going to break up with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call a national radio show to tell the world.
Humiliate you.
She's not listening, man. I know she's not, but it's just like, man.
What is weird? Now, what made it, the fact that there's any hair is kind of weird. On a woman, on a female's, you sure she's been a female? How long have you known her?
I've known her since like 8th grade.
Howie's dead serious about that. And is this on her buttock?
Yeah.
So on the
isn't
cheek.
That is not a usual. You've been telling people phoning with weird things, and you go, "That's totally normal." Is it normal for a woman?
No, that would be. No, that would be. Did she have hair like on her abdomen too?
No, I don't think. No, she doesn't.
Does she have like along her jawline?
No.
Okay.
No, only her ass.
Only her butt.
Yeah.
She's a centaur.
She's like, but, yeah, she's not hairy at all. It's like weird.
And just one patch, one little, is it like a bunny tail, like a cotton tail, like a bunny, like a big puffball thing?
You know, when you see little kids and they have like peach fuzz everywhere?
Right.
It's all like kind of really short and kind of fuzzy.
Well, that's normal.
Well, right. Short fuzzy, just like those short fuzzy kids you see everywhere.
No,
maybe there's a short fuzzy child living in her buttocks.
Exactly. When you brought this up to her, was it something that she was self-conscious about and knew about?
She's overly self-conscious about it.
Knew about it.
She knows about it. And what she told me was that like when she was younger, she was like shaving her body or something like that. And then it started growing there, which I think is just like her excuse to like.
That's her little crazy explanation for it.
That's her, like, that's going to make you feel better. The fact that like, years before you met her, she used to shave her ass.
Yeah, it's okay now. Yeah.
I wouldn't have hair except I spent 2.5 years shaving my ass.
Yeah.
Now she's the woman of your dreams.
Yeah.
So she's got weird hair disappearing. It's called.
You know, it's like, I totally love her too. I mean, she's like the coolest person in the world.
Is she overweight at all?
No, she's really. She's like. A size 2. I mean,
is there anything about her ethnicity that would, you know, some ethnicities have certain more likely to have hair?
Is she European? Is she Italian or French? Is that what you're asking?
She's Italian.
There you go.
Well,
is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying. I'll say it. You didn't say it.
But
she's Italian.
That certain ethnicities can be more hirsute than others. Hirsutism can be associated with a common condition called polycystic ovarian disease. And there are certain androgenizing states. But this isn't the typical distribution of that. This just sounds like her. And I think you got to, you know, go out of your way to reassure her. And if she wants to take care of it, there's certainly laser techniques these days.
Oh, you mean take care of it? I thought you meant, like, style it or condition it.
She could do that, too.
Is it long?
You know, it's longer than just like a peach fuzz. You know, I mean, it's weird. It's like, it's
like butt bangs.
Like a half inch. I mean, it's funky.
A half inch of hair on her ass,
but it's
on
not
her buttocks.
Like it's thick. It's not like it's thick. It's like thin and it's
so she's
fat.
Receding yet no less. She's got a receding hairline on her buttocks,
and it's thick.
I guess no, it's not thick.
Are some places longer than other places?
No. See, I didn't have too much time to sit there and study it, but. Man.
But just to run your fingers through her hair. A lot of women have hair down to their buttocks. A lot of women don't have it starting there.
Right.
That's
what's unusual.
That is unusual.
No, it's on her. It's on like her very low back too.
So what do you? You're going like that makes it okay?
But that again, that's just sort of normal. That thing in men when they get that kind of thing, the hairy rear going.
I would get her a gift certificate from Fantastic Sam's, which is a
hair cutting place.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, is there any, like, you know, that Apple stop or, you know, any of that crap? Is there
you're going to shave her?
There's a new medication out, and I'm Vanica, which is a cream to get rid of hair, facial.
Well, what
hair.
I would do? Why don't you get her naked? Get her naked, and then trip her into a puddle of Nair.
Well, no, Vanica is the stuff that's supposed to get rid of hair like that, and then maybe that with maybe some laser, but yeah, plastic surgeon. If you had,
you're going to stay with her, right? You're staying with her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So what's the problem? Tell her you like that. You don't like that.
No, I'm not going to tell her I like it. But, you know, it's like, I told her one time, like, you know, we should get rid of it or something like that. And she got all like, well, if you're not going to love me for who I am.
Oh, boy.
Started pulling that crap on
So her. Who she is the hair
really
on her butt.
Emotional about it, you know?
Yeah. I
know. Yeah. Women, you know women and their hair.
Jamie, 16.
Yeah.
What's up, Jamie?
What's up? I've been listening to your show for quite some time. But anyways, I have a sort of a big question for you.
Big?
Long?
It's not really long. It's just sort of a question I've been pondering for quite some time.
Okay. Okay. A lot of people don't ponder anymore.
I know. There's none of that.
They think, but they don't ponder.
Jamie ponders.
Yes, I ponder.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so there's this girl I'm dating, and we've been together for about a month. And basically, it just kind of came out that she's not a virgin, and she slept with four guys already.
Right. And, at one time?
No. Over a course of 3 years.
All right.
And I'm still a virgin, and I sort of feel weird dating her only because the fact that in case I ever did have sex with her, I may not have enough experience, or just the fact that if I ever...
Well, you're saying in case. Is there a chance you will not?
Well, maybe, because, I mean, she slept with four guys. I don't...
Which is a good indication that you got a big shot there.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's holding it for somebody.
Mm-mm. She's
so you are going to sleep with this woman?
Well, probably.
Don't you want to?
Yeah.
So what are you concerned about?
Well, the concern...
This is it.
Is if
he feels inadequate.
Well, if I tell her that I'm not a virgin, I mean that I'm a virgin, that she might just dump me right there on the spot.
Oh, please. Yeah. Jamie, the women are much more evolved than men are. If that's something you would do, most women would not do that.
She might think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That you saved yourself for her.
But I frankly wouldn't even get into it with her. More mystery, less history. And if you're going to have sex with her, that's, you know...
Basically. You know where to put it, don't you?
Yeah.
So then don't worry about it. Yeah. And when you put it there, it'll all come to you, buddy.
And just the fact that she's been with four guys, she knows already guys don't know what the hell they're doing at your age. And it just makes sure birth control, condoms, make sure you take necessary precautions, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care.
Twinkie hole, baby! Woo!
David Allen Greer. John, 27.
Hey.
Hey, John.
How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, you know, it's okay. I have a really weird question, man. And
wow, that's unusual for this show.
Imagine that.
We should wait for the next hour.
Huh?
We should wait for the next hour. Yeah, weird
next
question.
Hour. No, I gotta go after this. I'm gonna go out for a little bit.
What the hell is up with you, John?
Huh?
What's your question?
Okay, you know... sometimes when I, you know, do the morning duty on the old toilet there, I get an erection. And I'm not...
You're gay.
No. See, I already know I'm not.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Right.
And it's... No, I'm not into it either.
No, wait. When you go... I don't really get the thing. When you're taking a dump. When you're taking a dump.
And it's always...
Yeah, right when I get done taking a dump.
Right.
I get an erection.
Right.
When you're done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a couple things there. One is the stimulation at the prostate, the level of the prostate when there's your duke's coming out. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That the anus is stimulated. Did you used to when you were younger? Did you masturbate when you'd go to the toilet? Anything like that that would sort of associate with this?
Yeah, I probably.
Right, so there's an association there.
You see, that's amazing. Yeah. You used to masturbate when you were taking a dump.
No.
But the whole...
No, the toilet thing.
The toilet thing.
Yeah, I understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's an old, rich, old...
You know, it makes sense to you two. I have no... I'm not in this. I have no idea what's going on.
How you guys do.
It's okay.
Right, I know it's okay. I'm just along for the ride here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a weird ride I'm on.
So there's So, John, there's a couple reasons. It's no big deal. It's just your physiology reacting to a set of stimuli, and that's what human
bodies. Now, that's not the only way you can have this erection.
No,
I mean, when you're with a woman, you don't have to...
I don't have no problems with women.
You don't have to take a dump.
No.
Right.
No, it's just, you know, like, you know, I think it's like maybe the morning wood just a little bit late.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
What do you mean late?
Some of it is that.
It's either there, then it's not the morning wood anymore. The morning wood is what you wake up with.
Yeah.
If it's not there and you go take a dump and then you get it, that's not the morning wood.
No, I know.
Well, it's but the, some of the morning wood is caused by pelvic congestion, and so stool moving down into the ampulla caused a little more congestion down there.
What was that, Adam? I'm sorry.
Adam's not here.
No, that's Dr. Drew. You have pelvic congestion.
Right.
Pelvic congestion.
You have pelvic congestion.
That adds to it.
So I would take a cold medicine and
decongestant.
And
Katie, 19. Katie?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay, I have a question about my boyfriend. Actually, it's a problem concerning both of us. He has had this best friend for a while, and he went off to college, and we got really serious, and now he's back. And, I mean, he just treats me really bad.
The best friend.
Yes. But, and, I mean, at first I thought this is just a jealousy thing. He just wants to be with my boyfriend.
And wait. It's a he. The best friend is a he?
Yes.
Okay.
And you thought that he was jealous?
Huh?
You thought he wanted to be with you?
No. I thought he wanted to be just with my best friend. Just, like, to be friends because he had been gone. Well, after about a week, and he started, like, hurting my feelings really bad, just saying vulgar things to me, just outright. I got a little upset because I just don't understand what's going on. And right,
but he's not your friend. He's his friend.
No, he's his friend. And, I mean, I just got to the point where I just let him go with him just for, like, a week. I would be like, you know, I'll just see you next week because... he hurts my feelings so bad.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And this is not your boyfriend. This is your boyfriend's friend.
My boyfriend's friend.
So it doesn't matter.
I know, and that's why I told my
boyfriend. This isn't even a problem. He's not your friend.
Just stay away from him.
No, but it is because he's like if he's been out of town, and like he'll like pull the, if like he's talking to me, he'll just like pull the cord out of the wall. And I'm thinking it's like an obsession with him. Like I am like starting to think that maybe he's gay. Because
wait.
I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on in your mind. This is not your friend. Don't talk to him.
But my boyfriend is, like, miserable if he's not with him, too. But he's miserable. I mean, it's, like, totally...
I understand.
Like, we
so the boyfriend, this guy, this guy's been out of town. How long was the guy out of town for?
I'm going to start being mean
like
to her.
It's 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
Now, yeah. I can understand. I'm going to start being mean to her.
He's been back in town for 2 weeks?
No,
I don't like you.
He's been back in town for, like, a month. But
I don't like you. I don't like you. Here's, and I've only known you for a minute.
Here's the deal with Katie.
Uh-huh.
This is the Karnak part of this.
Right.
Katie is super hot. Right, Katie?
I guess.
Well, how do you take her word for it?
Because she gets away with stuff. She doesn't have to. You're not encumbered by seeing her right now. Because if you saw her, you'd be like, oh, you'd be.
You're a hottie?
No.
No. She said yes to you and no to me. Are you good looking?
Well, yeah, I guess. Most guys think so.
Most guys.
Yeah.
So you think maybe his best friend wants to do you?
I don't think
And he
so.
Can't
that,
do you?
She said that at first. That was her fate. She assumed, of course, he wanted to be with me.
I don't know what to tell my boyfriend. Like, should I just, leave him and be like, I don't know what's going on. Because I don't know why this guy is so hateful to me.
See, super, super attractive people, and when you just hear their voice around this age, tend to be kind of a pain in the ass.
She is.
Yeah. Because
I don't like her.
Right. But because you're not looking at her.
Right.
If you were looking at it, you'd be affected by that, and it would change the way you would interact.
Then it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't hear what she was saying. But the fact that I can hear what she's saying, I don't like her.
That's what tends to
happen. I don't like you.
That's what tends to happen. But Katie, I'm here. Howie's shutting down.
I'm shutting down. I don't like you, Katie.
And I think the reason Howie's reacting the way he is, is that you are very preoccupied with yourself. And... it's understandable because this is affecting you rather substantially. It's affecting an important relationship for you, but you need to sort of...
It's not affecting a relationship.
Well, it is.
She has a boyfriend who's out of town.
Really bad for
us. He's in town. This guy was out of town for a while and then came back.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then when he came back, this guy's got to spend all his time with him.
And I like just tell him, just go with him, you know, but he's still hateful to me. I mean, I try to do everything.
So she's saying, you just go be with your friends. I'm sure she doesn't say it in a nice way.
Right.
You go be with your friend and I'll be by myself.
No, I'll go with my friends too.
And I'll see you next week.
Right.
Which is an okay way to deal with this, frankly. And I would really, you know, it's incumbent, I would say, on your boyfriend to keep that guy away from you. Because he hurts your feelings, you don't like him, and at least he can give you that courtesy, okay?
Okay.
He's not gay. That does not mean he's gay. So, okay. Love Line, I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. The first time I had to give that number out yet tonight. No fax number, right? No fax, yeah. No. Adam Kroll is not here. This is Dr. Drew. Howie Mandel in with me. We'll be back after this.
Back in a minute.
And there's something wrong with this mic. Is it not Anderson? You hear it all right? All right, sounds weird to me.
You're having a sound problem? What time is Radio Shack closed?
Oh, it's his headset. Howie Mandel here. Adam, not here. We're going back to the phone lines. Let's see. Let's go to Matt, 13. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I've been without my girlfriend for, like, about 4 months, and on June 3rd. I'm wondering, how far should we go?
Like, so you're having your four-month anniversary on June 3rd?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I think you're 13 years old. I don't think you should... Are you talking about sexually?
Not really.
No, he means if you were to take your bikes and go, how far should they go? Yes, sexually, how far should they go?
A 13-year-old doesn't need to...
This is Love Line. Listen, I agree with you, but Matt, what are you thinking about?
I don't really know. That's what I came to talk to you about.
Well, what does she want to do?
I have no idea. I haven't really talked to her about it. I've been trying to, but she just doesn't really want to listen to it.
What do you feel like?
You know what? I wouldn't be touching a girl and groping at a girl until my voice changed.
What do you feel like?
Because if you want to make those...
How many more years do you have to wait? Matt, what do you want to do?
I just want to just go how it is right now.
Which is what? Just kind of kissing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot of kissing, a lot of...
I think that is totally age appropriate. I think that's exactly where you should be with this. And
I'm with you.
You should hang out right there for a few years. I think it'll be great, and I think you'll enjoy it. And I think you take it beyond that, and it's going to be confusing and overwhelming, and you're going to get into territory that's not going to make you happy, frankly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks.
That was good?
I think that was good. Yeah. Okay. I got daughters. He better keep his hands off.
Good. See, well, that's part of being a dad is you know what the young males are up to.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And she
they were me.
No kidding. And she won't believe you about them, right?
Never. Like, oh. Never. Yeah. She goes, how do you know? Because I'm him.
I'm all of them. I'm all 18-year-olds. Nora, 12.
Hello.
Hey, Nora, what's up?
Hey, well, I had a question. I'm 12 years old, obviously, and I lost my virginity when I was 11. Mm. And a month and a half ago, I got raped by two guys. And
well, first of all, do you know who these two guys are?
Yeah, they've been reported in jail.
Okay.
Right. Oh, good.
And
how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Guess I'm okay.
I don't think you could be okay.
Did you have any treatment after that?
Yeah. I just got released from Forest View.
So you were in a psychiatric hospital for a while?
Yeah.
Had you been in one before the rape?
Yeah.
How many times have you been hospitalized?
That was my third time.
And you mentioned that you lost your virginity at age 11.
Yeah. I was at a party and the 17-year-old guy took advantage of me.
So really you were raped at 11?
Really?
Yeah, that's a rape. Well, first of all, he's 17, you're 11. That's
illegal.
That's illegal.
That's called statutory rape.
And as you mentioned, he took advantage of you. He did something you didn't want him to do. That's rape.
Oh.
And I would bet that something else happened to you, Nora, even before that, when you were a kid. Not necessarily sexual, but were you physically abused or something?
Well, my mom's ex-boyfriend used to hit me and her.
Yeah. Oh. And so that sort of sets you up for this kind of thing. And then what often happens when you get then sexually abused, which I really would consider that 11-year-old experience of sexual abuse, rape, is it sort of sets you off in a trajectory where then you become either sexually compulsive or completely shut down to sex. So which direction did you go?
Like, I just have sex nonstop.
All the time. Are you an addict also?
Addict to sex or drugs.
What drugs?
Just marijuana.
And you're having sex now?
Well, not at this present time, but...
Yeah. Not at this moment, Howie. Please.
I mean, since you've been raped?
Huh?
Since you've been raped, you've had sex?
Yeah.
With a lot of different guys?
Well, in the past month, I've had 28 guy partners and 7 girl partners.
That's how humans behave with this.
How old are these guys?
Mostly older.
The oldest was 27.
So, yeah. But you know that that's rape, right?
Well, yeah, but he told me he was 20 going on 21.
Then it's okay. I mean,
you're 12 years old. If any guy touches you at 12 years old, that's rape.
Well,
even if you consent, you realize it's illegal. These guys should all be in jail that are touching you.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to know if, being raped can turn you into a slut, so...
No, the way I think about this, Nora, is that you were physically abused, then that set you up to be a victim. You were raped at 11, raped again at 12, and now that's a trajectory of sexual compulsion. Is that making sense? And if you're an addict also, is there addiction in your family?
Yeah, my mom is a major.
And you're an addict too, right, Nora? Have they told you that at the hospitals?
What was that?
That they're worried about your drug use at the hospitals you've been at?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're an addict too. And what addicts do when they have that history that you've had is they use sex like a drug, basically. And it becomes a compulsion. And
do you have access to help? Do you have a counselor?
Yeah. I actually talked to her today.
Good. Stay in treatment. Take your meds. Are you taking your medicines?
Yeah.
What are you on?
I'm on Wellbutrin lithium mescaline. I forgot what the name was.
All right, so you're bipolar. You're bipolar, right?
They just said, major depression.
They haven't called you bipolar yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, but hang in there. Listen, you're 12. Life does not have to continue down this path. Follow direction, do the work they ask you to do, and you can sort of regroup and get life back on track again and get going in a direction that will be much more important, much more healthy, much more gratifying for you than the road you're on right now. Howie?
I fully agree. You got a whole life ahead of you. You really do. And just know that, you know, and don't stay where you are now. Just you know, put your mind to making it better, and it will be better.
Love Line, I'm Dr. Drew, he's Howie Mandel. We'll be back. Welcome back to Love Line. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here is 1-800-LOV-191. Adam is out. Howie Mandel is in. Howie, you write for Razor Magazine.
Razor Magazine. I've been doing articles for them. This is a brand new magazine, and it's kind of like a Maxim,
yeah.
Harder-edged
Maxim. Harder. Wow.
Yeah, it's got like...
Oh, my God, these pictures.
Yeah, ladies and all sorts of gadgets and entertainment. And
it's cars.
Cars, chicks.
Electronic gear.
And...
chicks and Howie Mandel. And,
yes. So what more could you want?
It's all in one.
So the Razor Magazine as available.
Is there sports in here, yeah, too?
I don't know. I think it's on newsstands everywhere. Am I right? Where's the Razor girl? Is it? She's talking to me through, yeah, a soundproof glass.
Yelling at you.
They're magazine people. They're not radio people.
Oh, my God.
Can I just stop? Razor Magazine. What did it say that again? www.razormagazine.com? Yeah, so you go to www.razormagazine.com. You can see current issues and figure out where to get it in your
Here's Nina Hagen. Is that who that is?
I can't see. It's upside down. Does that what
These
it says? Yes, Nina
Sid
Hagen.
Vicious. It's not her, though. That's not actually her. This is how they dressed.
Yes, as people dressed up as those people. It's kind of a cool magazine.
It really is cool. I can't stop. I got to stop. Do a radio show.
But it's real good. So check on every issue I write on something. This one, I think the latest issue, I have an article. I was on the road, and I talked about room service and things to do in hotels. And
there's a picture of you in a giant champagne glass.
I went to the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing Caesars in the Poconos, which is a honeymoon place. And I was there by myself.
I see. So
they don't even allow you. You can't go there by yourself. You know, it's got to be a couple. It's kind of like a sexual. My room has a 2-story champagne glass and a heart shaped pool. And I remember they said to me, "Did you go in the pool?" I wouldn't go in the pool because this is a place where.
Other people have released fluids.
Yes.
Yes.
So I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't go in there if I had somebody with me, but just to be standing there alone.
No, it's why risk it?
Why risk it?
Yeah.
But I did sit in the 2-story bubble bath. There's a 2-story chef.
And got a picture, and the picture's in Razor.
And I felt like an idiot, but I got a picture, and it is in the magazine.
And you're going to be in Vegas on Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, I'll be at the Paris Hotel, and then I'm someplace in San Diego at the Palo Casino this Saturday, and then I'm in Redding and Saratoga. I'm all over the country. Look for me. I'm at HowieMandel.com.
You do a lot of traveling for the shows.
Well, when the show's in a different place, I find the best way to get there.
Travel. But is that like how many days a week are you traveling? Like,
not a lot anymore. But I used to travel a lot more. But I'm doing, you know.
Both you and I are simpatico. We see eye to eye on the family thing.
Right.
That's priority one. And your family can sort of only tolerate you away so much. You know, like a couple.
No, I'm sure they're my teenage kids.
No, they want you away. But the health of it can only tolerate you being away.
Right. So at this side of the Mississippi, and we're in LA tonight. On this side of Mississippi, I commute. I come back the same night.
Same night.
So I usually leave and land 5 minutes before a show. Do my show, get back on the plane, and I'm back at home.
And if you're going east, you try to take them with you?
To reprimand. I do. I will take one at a time. I have 3 children, so I'll take one at a time on the road with me.
Oh, that's nice.
And then don't allow them to hear my show.
Of course not. Are you silly?
Or why would
you? Don't want to embarrass them.
No.
49, Joseph.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, how are you?
Good.
I'm very good.
Okay, you know that girl that called about 25 minutes ago? That she broke up with her boyfriend because, he wasn't abusive to her?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember him. He was abusive. Remember the one that she said it was a little abusive? But that was a child. That was a 12-year-old.
No, I think he's talking about a woman who broke up because he was abusive.
Right.
And that she wouldn't let herself get involved with anyone else.
Oh, she couldn't have an orgasm. She's the 19-year-old that could not orgasm.
She's so liberated that she doesn't know what the hell
she wants. Okay, I'd like to get my name, my number off the air so she could call me.
And what makes you think that you would be the guy of her dreams?
Well, because I'm gentle and I know how to treat a lady right.
You sound scary.
Do you put personal ads in the paper, that kind of thing?
No, I do not.
You've never done that.
And now you're 49 years old.
Yes.
She's 19.
She's 19.
I know, but I mean...
Is the last woman you were with alive?
Mine?
Yes, the last woman you're with is alive?
Yes.
And she has all her appendages?
Was she married? We ever married, Joseph?
Couple times.
And what happened to them?
Well, my first wife, my third wife, well, my head was married 3 times, but my first and third wife committed adultery.
Committed, they left.
Adultery.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever, did you cheat on them?
No, sir.
But you were gentle and treated them right, huh?
Yes. I spent all kinds of money on them and made sure they were fed and clothed.
He made sure they were fed.
No,
I know what you're saying. Priority. You know what? You got a wife, got to give her a sandwich. You can't have a wife without feeding them and making sure they got pants, plenty of pants.
Right.
You know what a lady likes, right, Joseph?
Yes, right.
What do ladies like? Pants. Sandwiches and pants.
And candy and roses and that.
Candy, roses, pants, and sandwiches, Joseph.
Okay.
You know what a lady likes.
Yes.
Am I right? Yes. What else do ladies like, Joseph?
To be pampered.
To be pampered. To be pampered, sandwiches, pants, and candies.
And perfume.
And perfume. And perfume, and pants, and sandwiches, and candies.
And love.
And luck. Love.
Love. Love.
And love. How can you be alone? How long have you been without a woman when you know what women like?
Oh, quite a while, sir.
How could that be?
Quite a while.
Flabbergasted.
I can't find the right woman.
Ah, well, that may be why you got in trouble.
And when
past.
You find the right woman, what makes me think you're going to eat her?
Eat her? You mean go down on her?
Okay.
See.
Yeah, I would do that.
I know you would do that. Because you would make her your sandwich.
Joseph. Yes. This is all at Joseph's expense, Howie. Be nice.
I am being nice. Am I not being nice, Joseph?
Yeah, you're being nice. You guys are being nice.
Yeah, you and I are buddies.
I know we are.
Do you have kids?
One.
Yeah, how old is your kid?
16.
How's he doing? She? He?
He.
How's he doing?
Real well.
Yeah, does he live with you?
No, foster care.
He's foster in foster care?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you surprised?
How well could he be doing? But are you doing well?
Drew, why are you surprised? Because Joseph doesn't have time for child rearing. He's out buying pants and sandwiches and perfume.
I thought I was the realist here.
Sir.
Yes.
Sonny made a false accusations on me and his mother. And they thought that the place that we were living in before wasn't fit for child living.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Joseph.
Hey.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Who cares if you poop in the living room?
Ooh, he's scaring me now, too.
I know.
Oh. Okay, breathe. Kenny, 21.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We're on a roll now.
All right. Dr. Drew, I just wanted to say my girlfriend thinks you're pretty attractive for an older guy.
For an old man.
Like,
isn't that nice when they say stuff like that, too?
Yeah.
You're kind of attractive for an old fart. What's up, Kenny?
Well, my question has to do with oral sex.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, it's the second hour.
What?
It's the second, second hour.
You can go wild.
Okay, that's
we can talk about that now.
All right, so you ready for the question then?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Just give me a second.
I got to look at this razor.
There we go.
Again. I'm just distracted.
Okay, well, anyway, it's just like my friends always talk to like, okay, I've had like several girlfriends. They've all gone down on me, but I've never gotten off.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, they always talk about how it's so much better than intercourse, and I don't really, you know, I like it, but I don't get off, and I always sometimes feel bad, like, for her, because I don't get off, and then I go down to her, and she gets off, and so it's kind of like a...
No, I think...
Now, does she have braces?
No, she doesn't have braces.
Okay. I think that's fine. I think that... I know Adam gives people grief for being that way.
For not...
Right.
For not...
I've taken that in.
Well, she's just not good at it.
No. Some guys, the oral sex is the sort of the most pleasurable experience of all. For some guys, it's like, meh, no.
Well, a woman doesn't have that. Most women don't have the same control down there that they have of their tongue.
Yeah, but the whole experience is more gratifying with intercourse for some people.
Right, exactly.
You see, and it's not. This is like pooping and having an erection. This Howie gets a very blank look on his face.
I don't understand.
Like, you don't think.
I know. All
great.
I know
I can't deal.
No, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand what's wrong with you. Maybe you ought to buy her pants and sandwiches. Or maybe she'll do a better job for you.
No, I think you got me mixed up with the 49-year-old.
Okay.
I know, but I'm just talking about it may feel better. She may want to do more for you. You give her sandwiches, pants, roses, perfume, and a lot of love. And you might be happier.
But Kenny, no, I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. Is there like something, you know, like to somehow maybe help it along? I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. You're not into it.
Yeah, take your underpants off.
You're not into it. Hey, how am I eating pizza here, by the way? I wonder why we sound like we have cotton in our mouth.
We weren't trying to figure out why a blowjob is not working for you. Because you know when a guy's asking why it's not good, you don't want to hear two guys with their mouth full.
I'm the guy right at the dinner table.
Thank you.
Why it's not working?
But Kenny, don't worry about it. You're fine.
All right.
You're absolutely fine. That's your preference. That's cool. Don't worry about it. That's fine. All right?
All right.
All right. Don't listen to that.
Lovely people at Razor Magazine gave us the pizza.
Yeah, we appreciate it. But not the Diet Coke yet. When's that coming in?
I think as they bring things, then we mention who brings it. I see. And then they're happy.
I see. Let me look.
I think they get a buck for every time I say Razor Magazine.
This is Dan, 29. Dan?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Howie.
Yeah.
Howie Mandel.
That's correct. I'm going to move you into a bonus round.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, you are.
About 2 years ago.
Pardon me?
I seen you at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Yeah, which is you know where the Pistons play. I wasn't at a castle
Right.
I was there doing a show.
Do any more shows? Yeah.
Yeah, I just mentioned I'm going to do one this weekend. You know, our Memorial Day weekend. I'm in Paris this weekend. I'm in San Diego, in Detroit. I don't know. Check out my website, HowieMandel.com, and that way you get my, you can see where I'm going to be.
His itinerary.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to say you're right.
Well, thank you. You have no questions about sex or anything?
No, just wanted to say hi to you.
All right.
Hey,
Dan.
Hey, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
This is Jennifer, 18. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I have a boyfriend, okay? We've been together 2 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he always, talks about screwing all these girls. And when I tell him to go for it, he gets mad at me. And I don't get why.
Because he's acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not really mad. And what he's doing is he's testing to see how far you'll go so that maybe, you know, it's like as, you know, here's the deal. I've been kind of out of the loop for a long time. I'm married for a long time. Yeah. But even as a husband, you always go, that girl's not good looking. Or that, you know, I don't like that guy. But you really, that's a reason to kind of look at that woman.
Yeah, look
without telling
look over
your
here. This is this.
You that, see that woman, honey?
I find her very unattractive.
Yeah, isn't that unattractive? I don't like the on that woman. I don't like that, honey. Do you? So he's doing the same thing. So he's talking about screwing other women. You go, well, then go ahead and do it. No, I don't want to do it. Yes, he does. He just wants the argument to continue until you say, no, I want you to. Not only do I want you to, I want you to watch, and I want you to bring one home. He likes them and he wants to do it.
Remember, you're listening to Loveline callers here, and some of those they might take that as a direct endorsement of what they actually do try to do, which is bring someone else in. But be that as it may, Jennifer, I think could this all be a lot of bravado because he maybe feels not so good about himself and he's trying to make you sort of feel off base, off balance, and that he's really this sort of desirable guy that can go get someone else, and aren't you lucky to have him? That kind of nonsense.
I don't know. Well, I tried bringing my friend into it, but he, got mad at me.
See, I was right.
Yeah.
He got mad. Wait, was your friend a guy or a girl?
A girl.
And he got mad?
Yeah, and
he's
offered
gay.
It.
He's gay. He's gay.
No, he really likes you, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes him upset that there'd be another person in your intimate relationship.
He's gay.
Well, he wanted it.
Then what happened? She showed up?
Yeah.
How far did you go?
We didn't get nowhere.
What do you mean you didn't get nowhere? She was there? Were you undressed at any point?
No, but we didn't get that far because he got mad.
At the fact that she was there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
This is Howie again. This is like trying to tell Howie that they're guys that don't like blowjobs. He said, I can't understand this. I can't process. No, this guy loves his girlfriend.
Right.
He's full of a lot of bravado and nonsense. She called him on it, brought someone in. And he really didn't want to do that. He wants his girlfriend, but he's afraid he's going to lose her. So if he makes her feel off base, like he's this big desirable guy who can have whatever he wants, maybe she'll feel more. He'll feel less worth, more worth the relationship.
Maybe you're right, but I'd bring the girlfriend over tomorrow night too.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. And dress really hot. Were you really? Was it? Did it happen? Did he just show up? Was it a surprise?
No, it was planned out.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Not his plan. Your plan.
Both of our plans.
Really? And what happened? Describe the plan.
You taking notes, Howie?
No, I'm trying to be entertained too. Why do we have to be here to entertain? I don't get an opportunity.
That he wanted to do it.
Right.
Me and my friend.
Yeah.
And then when I brought her into the picture, he
tell me. No, slow down. So he wanted to do it, and you said tomorrow night, we'll do it, right? Which he didn't argue with, right?
No.
Okay, next night comes over, and you're at the apartment or home by yourself?
Me and him, yeah. And then the friend comes in.
And wait. Were you involved? Were you doing something? Did you guys start?
No.
Nothing. No. Fully dressed?
Yeah.
No lingerie?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Just sitting there watching TV and then your friend shows up?
Yeah.
And then he says, get out?
He just got mad.
Can you make something up?
Huh?
For Howie, can you just...
Please, just make something up. What are you wearing now?
You know, I just want you to know how your wife right now must be very proud. Very proud. And your children, I hope they're not listening.
It's entertainment.
I understand. I know now why you don't take your children to see your show, though.
I know.
So, all right, Jennifer. I think he's just... Howie thinks he's gay. I think he's just... I think he likes you a lot, and I think he's a little off base and scared.
Yeah, I don't think there's a guy alive if their wife said, let me just bring a girlfriend over.
It'll screw up your relationship. It will. I swear to God. Threesomes mess up relationships.
Really?
Yeah, they do. And if you don't know that, maybe, but if you know that, and I know it's for men, it's very enticing, but it will screw with things. And if you care about your family.
You know that firsthand?
No, not firsthand.
All right.
Vanessa.
Yes.
20, what's up?
I've been with my boyfriend for about a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
He's like a compulsive sex addict. I don't even know what to call it.
How often does he want to have sex?
I mean, that's the only thing he thinks about.
Well, that would make him...
That's normal.
Male. Yeah, that's normal.
Constantly, though. I mean, we're talking pornos all over the house, you know, everything. I mean...
How often does he want to have sex?
All the time.
All the time?
The time. I mean, all the time. I don't know if...
Twice a day? Five times a day?
More.
Oh,
it's constantly. And it's,
well, how often? He could be talking about it constantly. How often do you have sex?
Oh, enough.
How many?
Enough for you is obviously not enough for him.
You know, twice a day.
That's a pretty good rate.
But that's sometimes it's like he just goes on and on and on, and it's not enough.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe it's because of his past.
Which was what? What happened in his past?
Well, I mean, he started having sex when he was 12.
Yeah.
And he had many sex partners.
Told you that?
Yes.
And you believe him?
Yeah. I do.
I agree. I think something's up with him in terms of his compulsivity.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything that we can do to help him with that, or, I mean, I don't know, because sometimes it's kind of, he makes me feel bad, like, when I say
that. And normal sex? You know? Does he want, like, just straight sex? Does he want bondage? Does he want...
Yeah. It's...
Does it get rough?
It's not, like, rough, kinky sex like that. It's just, he's always constantly bringing it up, and...
Are you into it?
Oh, yeah.
But it's he can never get satiated.
But it's like, sometimes I don't feel like he's satisfied,
yeah,
you know.
Never, and that's the way sexual compulsives are.
You understand what I'm
saying? Yeah, no, I do. And not personally, but I understand. I've seen plenty of cases like this. And, well, I mean, there's a lot of ways people get like this. One is if they're bipolar.
Okay.
So if he's manic depressive, another is some sort of sexual or physical abuse in childhood. And if that kind of history is there, and having sex at the age of 12, again, I consider that sexual abuse. And
yeah, who do you have sex with at 12?
His babysitter.
Yeah, okay. And that's the kind of home he was in. Somebody bring that kind of person in to have sex with a babysitter to have sex with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's sort of the story is that sets up sexual abuse, sexual compulsivity. Is he addicted to anything else?
Pot.
So he's a daily pot smoker.
Yeah, I'm consistently on it.
Yeah.
But nothing's going to happen unless he feels he has a problem. He doesn't think he has a problem, right?
And sexual,
so you're not going to get any help here.
Sexual addiction is very difficult to treat. And about 85% of all addicts have sexual addiction of some component, of some degree.
And if you have sexual addiction, you're screwed.
No, because there's no abstinence in sexual recovery. There's periods of abstinence sometimes. They have to sort of they see what kind of feelings they've been covering up with the sex. But, yes, there are treatments, and the 12-step groups are the treatment, typically, for this kind of thing.
Really? So it's just like a regular counseling kind of
12-step.
But why would he go? You have to first admit it to yourself.
I would do if I were you? He clearly has got a health problem with the marijuana, and maybe you can get him to go to MA. And if he actually got a sponsor and worked the steps in Marijuana Anonymous, he would. Some of this other stuff would settle down.
Does that also cause, like, anger, like... Really, anger, rage.
Absolutely, sexual addiction is one of the fundamental sort of underlying issues is rage and aggression.
Well, also marijuana could.
When they get irritable and depressed later on, but marijuana because generally brings them...
Yeah, right, but it can cause depression, which can cause anger.
Yes,
and
irritability.
Because I notice when he doesn't smoke, he gets real irritable.
Oh, yeah, that's pot.
And I mean, because he's constantly... I mean, he's a constant smoker. I mean, yep. It's every hour.
This sounds like a real healthy relationship.
So Vanessa, was your dad an alcoholic?
My dad?
Yeah.
No, my mother is.
Your mother's an alcoholic. So that's why you picked an alcoholic to team yourself up with.
And you don't think it's better for you just to move on and try to find somebody healthier?
He'll find another. She'll find another alcoholic. Why don't you go to codependency recovery? You go to Al-Anon.
I've been through it.
Get a sponsor. Do the steps. You've obviously not gone too far in your work because you're hooked right into another nice codependent relationship.
Well, but, you know,
an angry, pot-smoking, sex addict. Sounds real healthy.
But
keep it up, girl. You go, girl.
But I love him.
I do. And I've been with him for over 2 years.
Wow. But well, you're only 20.
Yeah.
You know, you got a whole life ahead of you. Move on. Get out.
Get a sponsor. Do the step work and see how you feel about all this. And you're getting better, by the way. Will it compel him to do something and make change in his life, okay?
Okay.
All right, Vanessa.
All right, thank you.
It's Love Line. Howie Mandel is my guest here. You're not my guest. You're my co-host tonight. Adam is delightfully absent. Although...
He's in New York.
His ghost is always present.
He's in New York.
He is.
Man, I miss my balls.
Yeah, I don't miss them, though.
He left his balls here with you.
Yeah, he did. Just to make sure
you don't want to. You don't want to take carry-on anymore when you're traveling.
That would be carry-on nuts.
Wouldn't that be carry-on?
Yeah, that is carry-on. You're right. Yeah,
it's a package.
Yeah, well, it has to fit through that thing. Now.
Yeah, you don't want to put it on that thing and that x-ray and that whole thing.
So it's Love Line. The number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Howie Mandel and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute. Hey, Love Line, I'm Dr. Drew. Howie Mandel here with me. Love Line, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And this is Troy, who's 23. Troy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Troy.
How's it going?
It seems to be going fine.
Oh, pretty good.
What can we do for you?
I just want to say hi to Mr. Mandel.
And, Mr. Mandel.
How are you? I was his teacher. I was his fourth grade teacher.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was just wanting to say that...
He was just wanting to.
Yeah.
Not he doesn't want to.
He did a great job.
He was just wanting to.
Well, I see. Yeah, I see. Mm.
Yes.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I enjoy you on your movies.
Well, thank you. My film festival just ended...
Oh, the Howie Mandel Film Festival.
Yes.
In Colorado somewhere?
2 weeks ago. No, someplace in the eastern, some European.
San Gabriel Valley?
Yes.
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 So
and
what?
Troy
what?
Was obviously
Troy,
part
is that
of
it,
that.
Pal?
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Anyway, I watched the very first movie of yours I got was Walk Like a Man.
Right. Huge hit. Huge. Through the roof. Boffo box office.
Yeah, Bobo.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, I got that on my tape.
How's your love life?
Oh, it's pretty good. I'm married. I've got 4 kids.
Wow! Right. Don't you live in the garlic capital of the world?
Yeah. Well, I'm
now you're 23 years old.
Yeah, I don't.
You have
live
4
there.
Kids. You have 4 kids at 23. How old's your oldest kid?
Well, 20. My stepdaughter. She's 13.
Thirteen. So you
take care of her.
My wife is, she's 34, so, you know, there's a little bit of difference. But as far as myself, I'm a truck driver.
Oh,
right.
So, good times.
So, that's why I'm in Gilroy, but actually I live down in Tulare, California.
I see.
Oh.
Tulare. Great. All right,
sounds good.
Troy, take care.
The family unit.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. He's in the garlic capital, but he lives in Tulare,
which is where
this cosmopolitan. Jake, 19.
Hey, what's going on? Just wanted to stay up. What's up going on to Howie?
What's up going on to me? You were wanting to say what's up going on?
I was wanting to say what's going on.
Yes.
Hey, and I got a question for Howie.
You have been talking to him for the last 35 seconds.
What's up?
All right.
Hang on, I'll get him for you.
I just wanted to see if he could still do the Bobby impression from Bobby's World.
Yes, but it's not an impression when I do it. It's me. This wouldn't be an impression to you, too.
I was just wondering if you missed doing that show. Did you like doing that
show? I love doing that show. So you sit at home and watch cartoons? You're 19 years old?
I
are you?
On my days off, I would sit down and watch cartoons and everything.
And everything.
I'm always watching Bobby's World.
Well, that's great.
It's still airing, Bobby's World.
Yes, on the Fox Family Channel.
Oh,
how's your love life?
Pretty good. I've been thinking about asking a girl out, and I don't really know how to.
So it's going pretty good. He's been thinking about asking a girl out, but he doesn't know how to. Hey,
listen,
so what do you? Where does the pretty good? Where
he's
does
got
the
a plan?
I know, but where does the pretty good come in?
Well, I mean, we've been talking. We've been friends for a couple of years. We went to high school together.
So at least he knows somebody wants to ask out.
Well, so now that you got the plan, so you going to ask her out?
Yeah.
Yeah. When?
Probably tomorrow night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow's already Friday.
You're going to ask her out for tomorrow night, or ask her out tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'll ask her out.
Where are you going to take her?
I don't know. I was thinking about maybe dinner or something.
My advice is, Jake, have it all planned out when you ask her.
Movie and a dinner, but he's going to wait till tomorrow to ask her out for that night. No,
he's asking her for Saturday night.
Are you asking her for Saturday night?
Friday night.
No, Friday.
You're going to ask her out for Friday night?
That's what I'm telling you.
Tomorrow for Friday?
I know the people that are my fans. He has no plan, and he thinks his love life is going well. He's happy. He's content. It's going well. He's known her for 2 years. Yeah. He's got the plan. Tomorrow night, you want to go to dinner and a movie with her, and you're going to call her tomorrow. And I bet you your plan is to call her around dinner time, because it's for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Is that your plan?
Well, I talked to her tonight. We discussed it and everything. But
you discussed it?
Yeah.
You discussed that tomorrow night you're going to call her and ask her out?
And she said it sounded good, so, you know, we might do that tomorrow night.
When are you going to find out whether she's going to do it?
She said she's going to call me, but...
Oh, no, Jake, you need to get some huevos here. You got to step up to play a little bit.
So she's going to see if there's anything better happening.
No, you got to say, hey, listen, I want to do this with you. The women want this. Not that they want to be controlled, they want you to be aggressive, but they want to know that you're interested.
How aggressive is a guy who sits at home in the afternoon watching cartoons going to be?
Bobby's world.
Yes.
But you got to say, hey, I want to date, and I expect you to be ready tomorrow night at this time, and we will go to whatever your plan is.
Yeah, demand it. Demand it.
Demand it.
Call her now. Do you have conference calling?
It's a little late. Oh, you want us to talk to her?
Yeah, we should talk to her. What's her name?
Her name is Danielle.
You know what? Can we get the guy to get her number off the air and we'll call her? Can he do that? We'll set this up for you, Jake. What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle. Okay, we'll get her number and then we'll get back to that.
Why does this scare me? Lisa, 32.
Yes, good evening, Drew. Gosh, with Adam gone, you are especially loquacious and almost downright feisty.
Oh, how delightful.
It's very refreshing.
It's nice when a woman's sitting alone with a thesaurus. I love it.
Yeah, I just do have too much time on my hands. I'm calling because I got divorced about 18 months ago, and right now I'm in an outpatient recovery group, court-ordered as a result of a DUI.
Uh-oh.
Right.
And there's somebody I really, really want to go out with.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
I didn't know if that was kosher or not.
It's not kosher.
Somebody in the recovery group?
This is just a couple time a week group?
Once a week.
Once a week group. And are you going to meetings the rest of the week?
I go meetings twice a week. I do have a sponsor, and I have 90 days sobriety as of May 6th.
And what does your sponsor say about you starting a new relationship 90 days into sobriety?
Well, I haven't really talked to my sponsor about it. It seems like my sponsor, everything's a no, and it's just like, sponsors.
This is probably
going to
be a no, too.
Sponsors are so frustrating, but I know I need her. So
you need that, and I guarantee you this will be a loud and clear no for multiple reasons. It's not good when two addicts in early recovery are together. That is a total disaster. It guarantees relapse. And there's a reason that people tell you not to get in relationships in the first year of recovery. You're going to be changing a lot in that 12 months, and a relationship keeps you sort of locked into who you are when the relationship starts. Because that person needs you to be the person you were that they got attracted to and they sort of understood they were getting involved with. And you need to change. You need to make a lot of change over this period of time. And
so the good news is you got 9 months to go.
And it's very unhealthy to pick people out of your group of available, of your fellowship.
But the good news is Jake's not doing anything.
Oh.
You can ask him out.
Oh.
No.
Well, it's so lonely. Like I said, I was divorced 18 months.
I know.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
Increase your connection with sober peers. Really spend more time
with
them.
There's men out there who want to give you pants and flowers and sandwiches.
And be aware that you're probably looking for an escape right now. You're looking for a life preserver. And that's what people want in this stage of recovery.
It's frustrating, you know, though. Yes. I've been sober, it life doesn't improve immediately. It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. In fact, there can be all kinds of unpleasant things you have to go through, but get through it, and there's a lot more good things ahead, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck, Lisa. All right, should we debrief Jake first? Should we put them on together? What do you want to do?
You can put them on together? Yeah, put Jake on so he can hear how it's done.
Okay.
She's on the line.
Jake?
Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Do we have your permission to do this?
Yeah.
It's kind of scares me.
Why does it scare you? I think this is what Love Line is about.
I don't want to screw this up for him.
I wouldn't screw it up for him.
All right.
Is she on the air?
This is his tomorrow night date, Danielle.
Maybe. Who? Danielle?
Hello?
Hi, it's Howie Mandel and Dr. Drew here. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, and you're on Love Line with us. That's cool, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
What channel are you guys on?
And where are you called? Where are you?
I'm
Phoenix,
in,
Arizona.
Phoenix, yeah.
Help.
We don't,
Jake, what channel are we on there?
We'll get that to you.
KUPD, 97.9.
There you go. KUPD. Now, Jake has been really talking you up. He's, he's known you for a couple of years, right? You've known each other?
Danielle?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, she's quite a talker.
She really is.
Yeah.
Well, now I can see why it's been taking long. And you know his feelings. You know how Jake feels about you?
No.
You have no idea.
I've never really discussed it with her.
Well, I think this is the time. I think the fact that I'm here, this is the time. He has feelings for you, Danielle.
Well, he has interest.
Interest.
Yes.
You know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, apparently tonight you've had a conversation with him, have you not?
Yes.
And what did you discuss?
Work.
Work. Tomorrow night did not come up?
Anything to her about it. I mean...
No. Not about your feelings, but didn't you...
No, not that. About the...
Tomorrow night.
What are plans? But I didn't bring any of that up to her.
No, you said, Jake, hang on a second there, Danielle. Jake, did you not say that she said it sounds good?
Well, I mean, I was talking to her and I was going to call her up again tonight.
No. I asked you what you said and you said, and I said, what did she say? And you said, it sounds good.
In reference to getting together tomorrow night.
Dinner, a movie. She said it sounds good. That's what you said.
We all heard that, Jake. We all heard that.
Well, I didn't.
Well, let's
okay. All right. I don't want to. I don't want to
let Jake do it now.
Jake, Danielle's on the phone.
Go
ahead. She hears you.
I know.
Go ahead,
Danielle.
Yes.
I just wanted to know if you want to do something tomorrow night, like maybe go to a movie or dinner or something.
I can't tomorrow night. I already had plans.
Hey,
wait.
Can I just say something, Jake? I don't want you to be. I don't want you to be. How do you feel right now?
How do I feel right now?
Yeah.
Nervous doing this on national radio?
Well, don't feel nervous. It's your problem. This is Jake. This is your fault because you waited. You don't wait. You were going to wait till tomorrow night. It's Thursday night. No woman in her right mind doesn't have plans tomorrow night already. So this is not your fault. But in the future, Danielle.
No, wait a minute. Wait. I got to talk to Danielle for a second. Okay, Jake, hang on one second. I'm putting you on hold. Danielle, this is Drew. Yeah. Do you want to have a date with him? Or do you have a boyfriend or something?
I don't, but I'm not
you're not available
on a date right now. It's not that I'm not available. I don't want to put myself in that situation. I've already dated before, and I really right now I'm in the Air Force and I'm working on my career right now.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Wait, can I ask you something? You don't want, I never understand that when a woman says I got a career and I don't want to.
Men have careers too, and they keep dating.
Yes. What is dating? Dating is not a relationship. Dating is
going out to dinner.
You're not putting dinners aside. Your food is still part of the plan, right?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean by that. It's just like I don't want to get. I don't know how to explain it. I just like dating.
Do you eat dinner?
I eat dinner.
Yeah. Do you see movies?
Of course I do.
Do you like eating dinner and seeing movies by yourself?
No, I don't.
No. Would it bother you if Jake was sitting beside you while you were eating or watching a movie?
No.
Would it bother you?
It wouldn't bother
me. Well, what are you doing Saturday?
See, I just don't want him to get the wrong impression.
He's not going
to
get
You're clear enough.
You're clear enough. Yeah. What are you doing Saturday?
See, I work in the morning.
What are you doing Saturday?
Afternoon.
Night.
Afternoon.
I'm going to a party.
Afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, I'm working.
Danielle,
what are you doing in the evening?
Danielle, what happened to you? Did you have a bad breakup like a year ago or something?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You're still shut down from that.
Jake seems like a nice, sensitive guy.
Not really shut down. I'm beginning to think you're a lesbian.
I'm not.
You're gay.
I am not gay.
She's in the military. She can't tell us.
I am not.
Don't ask.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not gay, I swear. I like guys.
Well, okay. But Jake, really, we're smitten with Jake.
And Jake, I think, is very shy and standoffish, and all he wants to do, and it's taken him 2 years, and he didn't even ask. I did. It's taken 2 years for me to ask you to eat dinner with Jake and see a movie with Jake. And what is so terrible about that?
Sunday afternoon.
Go see. You know what? You know what to do? Go to Chuck E. Cheese and then go see Shrek.
Sunday afternoon. It's not, how non-threatening can you get?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, Danielle? Sunday afternoon.
So I can't Sunday. I have to work.
Monday.
Sunday night.
I'm going to tell. It's been 2 years. I can't. We can't hold off anymore. And it's not a date. I'm going
to
tell him.
Explode. You have to date me. I mean, her. Him.
One dinner this week. Give us a night right now.
I can't give you a night.
One meal.
I have so many plans.
Breakfast. Brunch. A coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Go out for coffee.
I could say maybe Tuesday, but...
Okay, maybe Tuesday. Wait. Hey, okay. You going to get him on?
Okay, I'm going to get him on. Tuesday, coffee, right?
Tuesday, just a coffee. Is that terrible?
Isn't it nice we're doing the groveling for Jake? Is that nice?
Yeah, and after you told him to have balls. You got to get some balls. And we've turned into, please, Tuesday. Can you just have a coffee with him Tuesday?
Okay, Jake.
See how it's done, Jake? You see how it's done? See how men handle it?
I got to work Tuesday.
I got to
work in the evening.
Oh, in the evening? No, it's coffee during
the afternoon.
Day.
Coffee in the evening.
Oh, now Jake's playing hard to get, Danielle. How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel?
What do you mean, how does it make me feel?
Makes me feel great.
No, he's playing hard to get. Jake, you're going to have a coffee with her this week. You're going to have a coffee this week? Danielle?
Me?
Yeah. Jake and you just... No.
Okay. I heard that. I heard through the subtext there.
What'd she say?
Jake, you got to call her and ask her. Okay?
Yeah.
When we're done with this phone conversation, we're done breaking Danielle. Hang up and you call her and you ask her. You know Tuesday's a maybe.
You don't have to call me and ask me tonight. It's just I have to see what I'm doing Tuesday.
What are you wearing, Danielle?
What am I? Oh, my goodness.
This is Howie.
I'm wearing my angel shorts and a white tank top.
Angel baseball?
No. Like angel. It says angel on it.
Really? And anything underneath?
Oh, Howie.
I want to
again,
know.
Your wife is just bursting with pride.
I've got nothing. I've gotten three guys. One guy gets a hard on when every time he craps. I've had nothing tonight. The reason I wanted to do this is because I got a chance to talk dirty. I've had three and one guy who knows how to take care of women. What are you wearing, Danielle?
That's exactly. What
are you
wearing
anything underneath? I said. What are you wearing underneath?
No comment.
That's nothing. You're naked, right? Underneath.
I'm not naked.
Just a tank top and little shorts, little angel shorts.
Yes.
And a little t-shirt. Didn't that sound nice, Jake?
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
He's giving us a hint that we have to go to break.
I know.
Jake?
Yeah.
Danielle, he's going to call you when we put these. You take his call, okay?
Call right now, Jake.
He seems like a great guy.
Well, she's hot.
I think she's
on fire, Jake.
Yeah, Howie's really turned her on here.
I have a way with the ladies.
Jake, what? Yeah.
I just want to say I like your show. I listen to it every night when I'm working. I just want to say you guys are doing a great job.
Well, we hope. I really hope we help you guys out. You know what? I want you to get Jake's phone number, and we're going to follow up on this next week.
And phone number?
No. We're going to get his phone number. We're going to follow up on you.
We want to hear how the coffee went.
Yeah, Danielle, we're going to follow up on you. Jake?
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
Huh?
She's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I know.
You sure you want to spend your energy there?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
all right.
This is 2 years in the planning.
All right, good luck. We'll call you next week. You stay on the line. We're going to get your phone number, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, triumph. Triumphant.
Yeah. We did good?
I don't know. It's Loveline. Howie Mandel here creating something.
Nothing. We created nothing. Nothing was created.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number, and we'll be right back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Howie Mandel is Cupid. He's playing Cupid tonight.
Yeah, I brought two people apart.
Yeah.
There was a chance they might have gotten together and...
Pushed them apart.
We'll see.
And Alex, I think Danielle's going to come strafe the building here. She works for the Air Force.
Air Force woman.
Alex, we have other callers up here now who want to be set up. They want people asking. You know,
is that what they're saying?
You started deluge, but we're gonna not go to those immediately.
Who wants help?
Let's go to Elizabeth, who's 20. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hi. What's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
I had a question. I kind of need some general advice. I was seeing this woman for about 9 months, and she was in a really bad car accident. Her family did not know that she was gay whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now that everything's said and done, she's in recovery living with her mom. She's wanting me to see her, but I was told prior that if I was to go see her, that they'd put a restraining order against me or something.
Well, who told them that she was gay?
It kind of came out. It wasn't too hard to figure out.
Because of the way you were behaving around her?
Yes, exactly.
And I don't understand this. And your girlfriend is allowing them to sort of control her this way? Or is she in such a condition that she can't assert herself?
See, she was in a coma for 6 weeks.
Oh, boy.
And she got evaluated while she was in the coma, so she needed a power of attorney. And the family made that her sister, who happens to not be the nicest person you'd want to run across.
You know,
well, what's the prognosis? Is she going to recover?
Well, she's out of the coma now. She was out of the coma January 22nd. And she's relearning how to walk, yeah, I guess.
She's not going
to
be normal, Elizabeth. She's a very, very different person.
She's not going to be the same person that I knew.
Very different. Very different.
And she...
Is she asking for you?
Now she is. She did to certain people when she woke up out of her coma, yeah, but never to her family.
So what is your plan? What can we do to help?
Well, I just kind of wanted to know what you thought, if because now she's called me maybe once or twice since she's been at her mother's house.
Good.
And she wants me to come and see her, but I went through absolute hell when this whole thing happened, and I told myself that was it, that I was washing my hands of it, that I couldn't do anymore because she wouldn't say anything. She wouldn't come out. She wouldn't...
All right, and what's happening now?
Well, now she wants me to come around, but her family...
Has she come out to her family?
She told me that she came out to her sister.
And her sister going to allow you to come around?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? This woman, the other girl, has more problems than just coming out. I mean, she's been through an accident. Yeah. She's going to have trouble just regaining her life. I think it's kind of... I mean, I understand that you have a problem, but, you know, she has to recover. I think first and foremost, this person has to recover. And
exactly. And I completely agree. And I also think that she says that she's depressed now because before she was in the coma, she was with me, and now she wakes up out of the coma, and I'm not with her. But it was not my doings. It was not my choice at all.
I think you're, Elizabeth, I don't know how to help you understand this, and nor do I know exactly what's going on with your girlfriend, but it's... You can't assume she's processing on the same level you are.
Uh-huh.
That her brain function is going to be different for quite some time. Her memories are going to be altered.
Right.
Her moods are going to be severely disturbed. Things she says she may not remember from one minute to the next. They may have nothing to do with reality.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to accept that. You have to support her in recovery. You have to try to be a part of her life as much as possible if that's what she wants. But... Boy, you know, if you start rationalizing, which is what you're doing, that's not where her head is functioning right now.
Right. See, because I don't know if it would be easier for me to just tell her, I'm sorry I can't see you for about, I don't know, 2 to 5 years, or if I just say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to come visit you whether you're...
Well, you have a restraining order.
Well, I don't have any criminal records yet.
No, they've put a restraining order on you.
They told me if I came within 10 feet of her that they would do that.
Well, if your girlfriend is able to assert herself to her family and she really wants you around, why not? How about meeting somewhere else if she is able to get out of the house at all? Or go and visit her. And if the family won't let you in, well, then you have your answer. You're going to have to wait until she's able to be independent on her own.
Okay.
I think it's going to...
I think I've helped you tremendously.
I really appreciate that, Howie. You're
Thank
great.
Thank you. Well, that's what I'm here for.
All right, Elizabeth. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, I think you did too, Howie.
I did.
Leanna, 15.
Hi. I just was... I'm 15, and there's this guy that I like, and he's like 18.
Yeah.
And, illegal. Illegal.
In most states. I would think it would be in Texas, too.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I don't have the... hang on, sir. Hold on a second. Keep talking.
Illegal. Okay, he looks up to law.
Huh?
You're 15, right? You're 15. He's 18.
Yeah, I mean,
he's an adult. You're not.
Uh-huh. But it's like, he's not even like my boyfriend. We're just like...
And I'm not your dad. No. The answer is no.
Yeah, in Howie's world, it's no.
And really, that's all that matters.
They're getting it for me.
Do they get it?
They're
looking it up. We're going to get the law. They have a little pamphlet here that tells you whether you can
in which
do
state?
It.
Yeah, some states it's 12, for Christ's sake.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What state is that? You shouldn't give it to your listeners because you're going to have an influx of people moving to that state. To
Vinny,
do it with
24. Vinny?
Hello?
We got 1 minute, Vinny. What's up? 17. Hang on a second, Vinny. It's 17 in Texas. So, yes, it's not legal.
It's not legal.
No.
So I was right. See? Go ahead, Vinny.
Hello?
You got less than a minute. Did you just call to say hello?
No, I didn't. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Howie.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
That's what you called about?
No, I didn't.
Now you got 30 seconds, Vinny.
All right, 30 seconds. Howie, if I wanted to find the most respectable woman, where would I go? You're a respectable man, so tell me.
Respectable.
Is he saying respectable?
I hope so.
He's left out a whole consonant there. Hasn't he? Where do you find respectable women?
That's the question, in 10 seconds.
I don't know. You know what? We'll have the producer look it up.
Razor Magazine,
the most respectable women in the world. That's at razormagazine.com.
There you go. And this is Love Line. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is your radio. Love Line will be right back.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Dr. Drew. Howie, thank you very much for joining me tonight. Howie Mandel, everybody.
My pleasure. Hey, sit down.
Relax.
Sit down.
Relax.
That's not necessary.
He brought in the Razor Magazine.
Yeah. It came with pizza and soft drinks.
Yeah, it was good. And
yes.
That's available on newsstands if you search.
Or check out www.razor.com.
It really does look like a cool magazine.
It is. It's kind of like a Maxim thing. I read it. And write on it.
And Adam will be back on Sunday. We'll be reunited in our glory.
I don't like you.
Was that Adam or
no,
me?
No, that's me.
That was you?
That was me with that girl that I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
The hot girl you didn't like. That's right. And, okay, but I really do appreciate you coming out here. I know it's a schlep. I want to thank your wife.
You know,
I want to thank your family. I know Terry's...
No, they want to thank you. My wife's name is Terry.
Terry. I know now she's bursting with pride after your performance tonight. She's very proud.
And she's just proud that I'm not there.
That's relief. That's not pride.
Yes.
Just relief.
Right.
But, again, I'm Dr. Drew, and Adam will be back on Sunday.
I'm going to go home, take a dump, get a hard on.
And with that, I'll say mahalo.
My girl is a brat from you know where. You know, she's unacceptable.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.